Tell us a little bit about your work.
Well, I was an independent researcher and investigator. I grew up in Washington, D.C., as Pentagon family, and my neighbors were CIA, NSA, DIA, the alphabet soup, and I realized pretty early on there were two governments operating. I liked to read and research, and in the late 60s, I read one of the critics' books, and I went through the 26 volumes of evidence in the Warren Commission, and realized that even their own evidence didn't prove their conclusions. And I worked with early researchers, and then I started investigating the late 60s, other political assassinations. I helped form the Committee for an Open Archives to get the files loose in the 90s because we thought that was the next place we had to go. Most of the records had been seen that were released, and we wanted to get the rest out. And we were able to get the Records Act passed. And the coalition was formed in 94, basically both to join the efforts of the best researchers around the country and get their information out, and also to oversee the release of what's now 6.5 million pages on JFK. It's one of the largest releases of classified records in history. The only thing that's topped it recently is the Nazi War Crimes Record Act. And these are both based on having an independent panel do the review for the release. And it's really the only thing that works. The Freedom of Information Act, even with improvements recently, is like patching a bucket that you're trying to use to drain a lake that's fed by a spring. And every year, 15.5 million records, which means more than pages, maybe average 10 pages each, are being classified. Well, you're at the other end trying to get 6 to 10 million pages out from 25, 30, 40 years ago.
So true. This is, of course, our final segment with our JFK special. So we're going to open up the phone lines with you, John, to have some people chat with you about this incredible story. I think if the one thing that I could say about tonight's program clearly demonstrates and shows is that beyond the thoughts of the conspiracy, and we're going to have results of a little quick poll we're doing here, but I've always believed that there was more than one lone gunman. But what it really shows is that we as Americans who love this country need to understand that it's almost like Alice through the looking glass. It's not what we think we see. And I want everybody to understand that, that when things happen, the first thing that we should do is always say, why is it going on? Is it truly for the national defense of this country? Is it truly for our own protection? And I think if you look at a lot of things that have happened now since the Kennedy assassination and ongoing, hardly any of this is for us. And that's frightening, John.
I think the problem is that with the inception of the national security state and all of this classification, our history became a stolen commodity. And when you don't own your own history, you're a conquered people. And we have an archive near my house in Suitland, Maryland, outside D.C., that's just the military classified records since the end of World War II and a national record center. It has underground buildings. Each one is an acre in size, and there's 27 acres. And so each one filled with documents that are classified and more all the time. And at least the Warren Commission released 26 volumes. The 9/11 Commission released not a page of evidence to prove their report, and that's locked up till 2009, even things that were unclassified. And so it's left us where Martin Schatz, one of the critics, said early on, in a position where we're allowed to believe anything in this country but to know nothing. And that's really been our effort with COPA, and my effort in my life is to get the truth out. It's not that I'm tied to what the truth is, but without knowing our history, without knowing things in a more concrete way, we're paralyzed and unable to act politically.